Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Over the past 3 days, we've explored strategies for optimizing cash flow through reducing expenses, increasing rents without losing tenants, and making smart property management decisions. Today, we're examining another powerful tool for improving cash flow, refinancing. Refinancing means replacing your existing mortgage with a new loan, typically with different terms, interest rates, or loan amounts. When used strategically, refinancing can significantly improve your monthly cash flow, reduce your overall interest costs, access equity for additional investments, or restructure debt to better align with your goals. However, refinancing involves costs, risks, and trade-offs that must be carefully evaluated. Not every refinancing opportunity makes financial sense, and poor refinancing decisions can actually harm your returns. Understanding when refinancing makes sense, how to evaluate opportunities, the different types of refinancing strategies, the costs involved, and how to use refinancing strategically is essential for maximizing returns on your rental properties. Today, I'm going to explain what refinancing is and how it works, when refinancing makes sense and when it doesn't, rate and term refinancing to reduce interest rates or monthly payments, cash out refinancing to access equity, refinancing costs and break-even analysis, how to evaluate refinancing opportunities, the impact of refinancing on cash flow versus total returns, refinancing strategies for different investment goals, potential risks and downsides of refinancing, and how to work with lenders to secure favorable refinancing terms. By the end of this episode, you'll have a comprehensive framework for evaluating refinancing opportunities and using refinancing strategically to enhance your investment returns. Let's start with what refinancing is and how it works. Refinancing is the process of paying off an existing mortgage with a new loan. The new loan may have a different interest rate, loan term, loan amount, or lender than the original mortgage. When you refinance, you're essentially starting over with a new mortgage, though you're using the proceeds to pay off the old one. There are several reasons investors refinance rental properties. Reason 1, to reduce the interest rate. If current interest rates are lower than your existing mortgage rate, refinancing to a lower rate reduces your monthly payment and total interest paid over the life of the loan. Reason 2, to reduce monthly payments. Even without a lower interest rate, extending the loan term can reduce monthly payments, improving cash flow. For example, refinancing from a 15-year mortgage to a 30-year mortgage reduces monthly payments significantly, though it increases total interest paid. Reason 3, to access equity through cash-out refinancing. If your property has appreciated or you've paid down the mortgage, you may have significant equity. Cash-out refinancing allows you to access this equity while maintaining ownership of the property. Reason 4, to eliminate mortgage insurance. If your existing loan includes mortgage insurance and you've built sufficient equity, refinancing may allow you to eliminate that cost, depending on your loan type. Reason 5, to switch from an adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate mortgage. If you have an ARM and want payment stability, refinancing to a fixed rate mortgage locks in your rate. Reason 6, to consolidate multiple properties. Some lenders offer portfolio lending solutions that may allow investors to finance multiple properties more efficiently, although structures vary by lender. The refinancing process typically involves applying with a lender, providing financial documentation, property appraisal, underwriting and approval, and closing on the new loan. The new loan pays off the existing mortgage, and you begin making payments on the new loan. Now let's talk about when refinancing makes sense and when it doesn't. Refinancing makes sense when the benefits exceed the costs and align with your investment goals. Refinancing often makes sense in these situations. Situation 1. Interest rates have declined significantly. If current interest rates are meaningfully lower than your existing rate, refinancing can reduce your monthly payment and total interest costs. A common rule of thumb is that refinancing may be worth evaluating when rates decline by roughly 0.5% to 1%, though the actual decision depends on closing costs, loan terms, and your expected holding period. Situation 2. You plan to hold the property long enough to recoup refinancing costs. Refinancing involves closing costs that commonly range from about 2 to 5% of the loan amount, although they can vary based on lender, loan type, and location. If you plan to hold the property long enough for the monthly savings to exceed these costs, refinancing may make sense. Situation 3. You need to improve monthly cash flow. If your properties have negative or minimal cash flow, refinancing to reduce monthly payments can improve your financial position. This might involve reducing the interest rate, extending the loan term, or both. Situation 4. You want to access equity for additional investments. If you have significant equity in a property and want to use it to acquire additional properties, cash out refinancing can provide capital without selling. Situation 5. You're eliminating high cost debt. If you have high interest debt such as credit cards or hard money loans, refinancing to consolidate this debt into a lower rate mortgage can reduce costs. Situation 6. Your property has appreciated significantly. If your property has appreciated and you now have substantial equity, you may be able to refinance to eliminate mortgage insurance if applicable, or access better loan terms. Situation 7. You're switching from an ARM to a fixed rate mortgage. If you have an adjustable rate mortgage and want payment stability, refinancing to a fixed rate mortgage may make sense, especially if rates are favorable. Refinancing may not make sense in these situations. Situation 1. You plan to sell the property soon. If you plan to sell within a few years, you may not hold the property long enough to recoup refinancing costs through monthly savings. Situation 2. Refinancing costs exceed the benefits. If closing costs are high relative to the monthly savings, the break-even period may be too long to justify refinancing. Situation 3. Current interest rates are higher than your existing rate. If rates have increased since you obtained your original mortgage, refinancing to a higher rate generally doesn't make sense unless you have other compelling reasons, such as accessing equity. Situation 4. Your credit or financial situation has deteriorated. If your credit score has declined or your financial situation has worsened, you may not qualify for favorable refinancing terms. Situation 5. Your property value has declined. If your property has declined in value and you have limited equity, you may not qualify for refinancing or may face less favorable terms. Situation 6. You're early in your mortgage and extending the term. If you're several years into your mortgage and refinance to a new 30-year loan, you're extending your debt repayment period significantly. While this reduces monthly payments, it increases total interest paid and delays debt payoff. Evaluate whether the cash flow improvement justifies this trade-off. The key is carefully analyzing whether the benefits of refinancing exceed the costs and align with your investment strategy. Now let's talk about rate and term refinancing to reduce interest rates or monthly payments. Rate and term refinancing involves replacing your existing mortgage with a new loan that has a different interest rate, loan term, or both, without changing the loan amount significantly. This is the most common type of refinancing for rental properties. Strategy 1. Refinancing to a lower interest rate with the same term. If interest rates have declined, refinancing to a lower rate while maintaining the same loan term reduces both your monthly payment and total interest paid. This is often the most beneficial type of refinancing because it improves cash flow while also reducing total costs. Example: you have a 30-year mortgage at 5% interest with a remaining balance of $200,000 and 25 years remaining. your monthly principal and interest payment is approximately $1,174. If you refinance to a new 30-year mortgage at 4% interest for $200,000, your new payment is approximately $955. Your monthly savings is approximately $219, or about $2,628 per year. If refinancing costs are $5,000, your break-even period is approximately 23 months. After that, you're saving over $2,600 per year, while also paying less total interest. Strategy 2. Refinancing to a longer term to reduce monthly payments. If your primary goal is improving monthly cash flow, refinancing to a longer loan term reduces monthly payments even if the interest rate doesn't change significantly. Example. You have a 15-year mortgage at 4% interest with a remaining balance of $200,000 and 10 years remaining. Your monthly principal and interest payment is approximately $2,027. If you refinance to a new 30-year mortgage at 4.5% interest for $200,000, your new payment is approximately $1,013. Your monthly savings is approximately $1,014, or about $12,168 per year. However, you're extending your debt repayment from 10 years to 30 years and will pay significantly more total interest over the life of the loan. This strategy prioritizes cash flow over total returns and long-term wealth building. It can make sense when cash flow is critical, but understand the trade-offs. Strategy 3. Refinancing to a shorter term to reduce total interest. If you have strong cash flow and want to build equity faster and reduce total interest paid, refinancing to a shorter term can make sense. Example, you have a 30-year mortgage at 5% interest with a remaining balance of $200,000 and 25 years remaining. Your monthly principal and interest payment is approximately $1,174. If you refinance to a 15-year mortgage at 3.5% interest for $200,000, your new payment is approximately $1,430. Your monthly payment increases by approximately $256, reducing cash flow. However, you'll pay off the loan 15 years sooner and save tens of thousands of dollars in total interest. This strategy prioritizes long-term wealth building over short-term cash flow. The right rate and term refinancing strategy depends on your goals, cash flow needs, and investment timeline. Now let's talk about cash out refinancing to access equity. Cash out refinancing involves refinancing for more than you currently owe and taking the difference in cash. This allows you to access equity in your property while maintaining ownership. How cash out refinancing works. You have a property worth $300,000 with a mortgage balance of $150,000. You have $150,000 in equity. You refinance for $225,000 at 75% loan to value. The new loan pays off the existing $150,000 mortgage, and you receive $75,000 in cash. Your new mortgage is $225,000 instead of $150,000. Your monthly payment increases because your loan amount is higher. However, you now have $75,000 in cash that you can use for other investments. Common uses for cash out refinancing proceeds include down payments on additional rental properties, property improvements and renovations, paying off high interest debt, building cash reserves, or funding other investments or business ventures. Benefits of cash out refinancing. You can access equity without selling the property, allowing you to maintain ownership and continue receiving rental income and appreciation. You can leverage equity from one property to acquire additional properties, accelerating portfolio growth. Mortgage interest rates are typically lower than other forms of financing, such as credit cards or personal loans. Mortgage interest may be deductible depending on current tax law and your individual tax situation. Consult a qualified tax professional. Considerations and risks of cash out refinancing. Your monthly payment increases because your loan amount is higher, reducing cash flow on that property. You're increasing your debt and leverage, which increases risk. If property values decline, you could end up owing more than the property is worth. Cash out refinancing involves closing costs, commonly ranging from about 2 to 5% of the new loan amount, although they can vary based on lender, loan type, and location. You must qualify for the larger loan amount based on income, credit, and property value. Many lenders limit cash out refinancing on investment properties to around 70 to 75% loan to value, although limits vary by lender and borrower qualifications. Cash-out refinancing can be a powerful tool for accessing capital to grow your portfolio, but it increases leverage and risk. Use it strategically and ensure the returns on the capital you access exceed the cost of the additional debt. Now let's talk about refinancing costs and break-even analysis. Refinancing involves costs that must be factored into your decision. Common refinancing costs include loan origination fees, typically 0.5 to 1% of the loan amount, appraisal fees of $300 to $600 or more, title search and title insurance, credit report fees, attorney or closing fees, recording fees, and potential prepayment penalties on your existing loan if applicable. Total refinancing costs commonly range from about 2 to 5% of the loan amount, although they can vary based on lender, loan type, and location. For a $200,000 refinance, costs might range from $4,000 to $10,000. Some lenders offer no closing cost refinancing, where costs are rolled into the loan amount or offset by a slightly higher interest rate. This can make sense if you want to preserve cash, but understand that you're still paying the costs. They're just structured differently. Break-even analysis calculates how long it takes for your monthly savings to equal your refinancing costs. Break-even period equals total refinancing costs divided by monthly savings. Example, refinancing costs are $5,000. Monthly payment reduction is $200. Break-even period is 5,000 divided by 200, which equals 25 months. After 25 months, you've recouped your refinancing costs through monthly savings. After that point, the savings flow directly to your bottom line. If you plan to hold the property for significantly longer than the break-even period, refinancing likely makes sense. If you plan to sell before reaching break-even, refinancing may not make sense unless you have other compelling reasons. Consider both the break-even period and the total savings over your expected holding period when evaluating refinancing opportunities. Now let's talk about how to evaluate refinancing opportunities. Evaluating refinancing requires analyzing multiple factors beyond just the interest rate. Evaluation factor 1, interest rate comparison. Compare your current interest rate to the rate you can obtain through refinancing. A meaningful rate reduction often justifies refinancing, though this depends on other factors including costs and holding period. Evaluation factor 2, monthly payment impact. Calculate your current monthly payment and the new monthly payment after refinancing. How much will your monthly cash flow improve or decline? For cash-out refinancing, your payment will increase. Ensure the property can still cash flow adequately. Evaluation factor 3, total refinancing costs. Obtain a loan estimate from lenders showing all costs. Calculate total out-of-pocket costs for refinancing. Evaluation factor 4, break-even period. Calculate how long it takes to recoup refinancing costs through monthly savings. Compare this to your expected holding period. Evaluation factor 5, total interest over the life of the loan. Calculate total interest paid under your current loan versus the new loan. This is particularly important when extending loan terms. While extending from 15 years to 30 years reduces monthly payments, it significantly increases total interest paid. Evaluation factor 6, impact on equity building. Refinancing into a new loan resets the amortization schedule, which may result in a greater share of early payments going toward interest, depending on the new loan structure. This can affect the pace of equity building through principal reduction. Evaluation factor 7, your expected holding period. How long do you plan to own the property? If you plan to sell soon, refinancing may not make sense. If you plan to hold long term, refinancing is more likely to be beneficial. Evaluation factor 8, your investment goals. Are you prioritizing cash flow, equity building, portfolio growth, or total returns? Different refinancing strategies align with different goals. Evaluation factor 9, your financial situation. Do you have the cash reserves to cover refinancing costs? Will you qualify for favorable terms based on your credit, income, and property value? Evaluation factor 10, alternative uses for capital. If you're considering cash-out refinancing, what will you do with the proceeds? Will the returns on that capital exceed the cost of the additional debt? If you're paying refinancing costs out of pocket, could that capital be better used elsewhere? Comprehensive evaluation ensures you make informed refinancing decisions aligned with your goals. Now let's talk about the impact of refinancing on cash flow versus total returns. Refinancing decisions often involve trade-offs between short-term cash flow and long-term total returns. Cash flow impact. Refinancing to reduce interest rates or extend loan terms typically improves monthly cash flow by reducing monthly payments. This improved cash flow can be used to cover expenses, build reserves, or invest in additional properties. For investors focused on generating current income or who need to improve cash flow to avoid negative cash flow situations, this benefit is significant. Total returns impact. However, refinancing can reduce total returns in several ways. Refinancing costs reduce your overall returns unless recouped through savings or increased income. Extending loan terms increases total interest paid over the life of the loan, reducing total returns. Refinancing into a new loan resets the amortization schedule, which may result in a greater share of early payments going toward interest, depending on the new loan structure. Cash-out refinancing increases debt, which increases risk and reduces equity. The trade-off. Refinancing often improves cash flow at the expense of total returns, or vice versa. Example. Refinancing from a 15-year to a 30-year mortgage improves cash flow significantly, but increases total interest paid by tens of thousands of dollars and delays debt payoff by many years. This prioritizes cash flow over total wealth building. Conversely, refinancing from a 30-year to a 15-year mortgage reduces cash flow but builds equity faster and reduces total interest paid. This prioritizes wealth building over cash flow. The right choice depends on your current financial situation, investment goals, and stage of your investing journey. Early stage investors often prioritize cash flow to stabilize their portfolio and fund additional acquisitions. More established investors may prioritize equity building and total returns. There's no universally correct answer. The right strategy depends on your circumstances and goals. Now let's talk about refinancing strategies for different investment goals. Different refinancing strategies align with different investment objectives. Goal 1. Maximize current cash flow. If your primary goal is maximizing monthly cash flow, refinancing strategies include refinancing to the lowest possible interest rate, extending loan terms to reduce monthly payments, and eliminating mortgage insurance if applicable. This approach prioritizes current income over long-term wealth building. It makes sense when you need cash flow to cover expenses, fund lifestyle, or invest in additional properties. Goal 2. Accelerate equity building and debt payoff. If your goal is building equity quickly and eliminating debt, refinancing strategies include refinancing to shorter loan terms, such as 15 or 20 years, refinancing to lower interest rates while maintaining or shortening terms, and making additional principal payments. This approach prioritizes long-term wealth building over current cash flow. It makes sense when you have strong cash flow and want to build equity faster. Goal 3. Scale your portfolio through cash-out refinancing. If your goal is growing your portfolio, cash-out refinancing strategies include accessing equity from appreciated properties to fund down payments on additional properties. Using the BRRRR method, buy, rehab, rent, refinance, repeat, and leveraging equity from stabilized properties to acquire more properties. This approach uses leverage to accelerate growth. It increases risk, but can significantly accelerate portfolio building when used strategically. Goal 4. Reduce risk and increase stability. If your goal is reducing risk, refinancing strategies include refinancing from adjustable rate to fixed rate mortgages for payment stability, refinancing to reduce monthly payments and improve cash flow cushion, and exploring portfolio lending solutions if available. This approach prioritizes stability and risk reduction over maximum returns. Goal 5. Optimize total returns. If your goal is maximizing total risk-adjusted returns, refinancing strategies include refinancing when rate reductions and savings clearly exceed costs, avoiding refinancing that extends terms significantly unless cash flow is critical, and carefully evaluating the total cost of refinancing, including opportunity costs. This approach balances cash flow, equity building, and total returns. Align your refinancing strategy with your specific investment goals and current situation. Now let's talk about potential risks and downsides of refinancing. While refinancing can be beneficial, it involves risks and downsides that must be considered. Risk 1. Refinancing costs may not be recouped. If you sell the property or refinance again before reaching the break-even point, you won't recoup your refinancing costs. This results in a net loss from refinancing. Risk 2. Extending debt repayment period. Refinancing to longer loan terms extends your debt repayment period, potentially by many years. This increases total interest paid and delays the point at which you own the property free and clear. Risk 3. Resetting amortization affects equity building. Refinancing into a new loan resets the amortization schedule, which may result in a greater share of early payments going toward interest, depending on the new loan structure. If you were several years into your original mortgage, you've lost the progress toward higher principal payments. Risk 4. Increased debt and leverage with cash-out refinancing. Cash-out refinancing increases your debt and leverage, which increases risk. If property values decline or rental income decreases, higher debt levels can create financial stress. Risk 5. Prepayment penalties. Some mortgages include prepayment penalties that charge fees if you pay off the loan early. Check your existing mortgage for prepayment penalties before refinancing. Risk 6. Qualification challenges. You must qualify for refinancing based on current credit, income, and property value. If your financial situation has changed or property values have declined, you may not qualify or may receive less favorable terms. Risk 7. Interest rate risk. If you refinance from a fixed rate to an adjustable rate mortgage, you're exposed to interest rate risk. If rates increase, your payment will increase. Risk 8. Opportunity cost. Money spent on refinancing costs could potentially be used for other investments. Consider whether refinancing is the best use of your capital. Risk 9. Complexity and time. Refinancing requires time, paperwork, and coordination. For investors with multiple properties, refinancing can be time-consuming and complex. Risk 10. Market timing risk. Rather than attempting to perfectly time interest rates, evaluate refinancing opportunities based on whether they improve your financial position today. Understanding these risks allows you to make informed decisions and structure refinancing to minimize downsides. Now let's talk about how to work with lenders to secure favorable refinancing terms. Securing favorable refinancing terms requires preparation and effective lender relationships. Strategy 1. Shop multiple lenders. Don't accept the first refinancing offer you receive. Obtain quotes from at least 3 to 5 lenders, including your current lender, other banks and credit unions, mortgage brokers who can shop multiple lenders, and online lenders. Compare interest rates, fees, loan terms, and service quality. Even small differences in rates or fees can result in significant savings over time. Strategy 2. Improve your credit score before applying. Your credit score significantly impacts the interest rate and terms you'll receive. Before applying for refinancing, check your credit report for errors and dispute any inaccuracies. Pay down credit card balances to improve credit utilization. Make all payments on time and avoid opening new credit accounts. Even a small credit score improvement can result in better rates. Strategy 3. Demonstrate strong property performance. Lenders evaluate rental property refinancing based on property performance. Provide documentation showing strong rental income, high occupancy, good tenant quality, and property condition. Properties with strong performance qualify for better terms. Strategy 4. Maintain strong financial documentation. Have your financial documentation organized and ready, including tax returns for the past 2 years, profit and loss statements for rental properties, bank statements, current rent rolls and lease agreements, and property insurance information. Organized documentation speeds the process and demonstrates professionalism. Strategy 5. Consider relationship banking. Some financial institutions may offer relationship pricing or other benefits to existing customers. If you have accounts, mortgages, or other relationships with a bank, it may be worth exploring whether those relationships provide any advantages when refinancing. Strategy 6. Negotiate fees and terms. Many refinancing fees and terms are negotiable. Ask about reducing or waiving certain fees, negotiate interest rates, especially if you have competing offers, and discuss loan terms and structure. Lenders want your business and may be willing to negotiate to earn it. Strategy 7. Consider points and rate buydowns. Paying points, upfront fees to reduce your interest rate, can make sense if you plan to hold the property long term. Calculate whether the upfront cost of points is justified by the long-term interest savings. Strategy 8. Time your refinancing strategically. Rather than attempting to perfectly time interest rates, evaluate refinancing opportunities based on whether they improve your financial position today. However, Be aware of rate trends and consider refinancing when rates are favorable relative to your current loan. Strategy 9. Use a mortgage broker if beneficial. Mortgage brokers have relationships with multiple lenders and can shop your loan to find the best terms. They may have access to lenders or programs you wouldn't find on your own. However, ensure you understand their compensation structure and compare their offers to direct lender quotes. Strategy 10. Ask about portfolio loans and relationship pricing. If you have multiple properties, ask lenders about portfolio lending solutions or relationship pricing that may offer better terms for multiple loans with one lender. Working effectively with lenders and shopping strategically can result in significantly better refinancing terms. Now let's talk about common mistakes with refinancing. Mistake 1. Refinancing based solely on interest rate. Focusing only on interest rate without considering total costs, loan terms, and your specific situation can lead to poor decisions. A slightly lower rate may not justify refinancing if costs are high or you plan to sell soon. Evaluate the complete picture. Mistake 2. Not calculating break-even period. Refinancing without calculating how long it takes to recoup costs can result in refinancing that doesn't make financial sense. Always calculate break-even and compare it to your expected holding period. Mistake 3. Extending loan terms without considering total cost. Refinancing to longer terms improves cash flow, but significantly increases total interest paid. Understand this trade-off and ensure it aligns with your goals. Mistake 4. Cash out refinancing without a clear plan for proceeds. Taking cash out without a specific high return use for the capital can result in increased debt without corresponding benefits. Have a clear plan for how you'll use cash out proceeds before refinancing. Mistake 5. Not shopping multiple lenders. Accepting the first refinancing offer without comparing alternatives can result in paying higher rates or fees than necessary. Always shop multiple lenders. Mistake 6. Ignoring refinancing costs. Underestimating or ignoring refinancing costs can make refinancing appear more attractive than it actually is. Get accurate cost estimates and factor them into your analysis. Mistake 7. Refinancing too frequently. Refinancing multiple times in a short period can result in paying closing costs repeatedly without sufficient time to recoup them. Each refinancing should provide clear, substantial benefits. Mistake 8. Not reading the fine print. Failing to understand all terms, fees, and conditions of the new loan can result in surprises. Read all documents carefully and ask questions about anything unclear. Mistake 9. Refinancing when you plan to sell soon. If you plan to sell within a year or two, refinancing rarely makes sense because you won't hold the property long enough to recoup costs. Mistake 10. Letting emotions drive decisions. Refinancing decisions should be based on financial analysis, not emotions or pressure from lenders. Take time to analyze opportunities carefully. Let me close with this. Refinancing can be a powerful tool for improving cash flow, accessing equity, reducing interest costs, and optimizing your rental property portfolio. Rate and term refinancing to reduce interest rates or adjust loan terms can significantly improve monthly cash flow and reduce total interest paid when rates are favorable and you plan to hold properties long term. Cash out refinancing allows you to access equity for additional investments, accelerating portfolio growth when used strategically. However, refinancing involves costs, commonly ranging from about 2 to 5% of the loan amount, that must be recouped through savings or increased returns. Break-even analysis is essential. Calculate how long it takes for monthly savings to equal refinancing costs and compare this to your expected holding period. Refinancing often involves trade-offs between short-term cash flow and long-term total returns. Extending loan terms improves cash flow, but increases total interest paid and may affect the pace of equity building. Shortening loan terms reduces cash flow, but builds equity faster and reduces total interest. The right refinancing strategy depends on your investment goals, current financial situation, and stage of your investing journey. Align refinancing decisions with your specific objectives, whether maximizing cash flow, accelerating equity building, scaling your portfolio, reducing risk, or optimizing total returns. Shop multiple lenders, improve your credit before applying, demonstrate strong property performance, maintain organized financial documentation, and negotiate fees and terms to secure the most favorable refinancing terms. Avoid common mistakes, including refinancing based solely on interest rate, not calculating break-even periods, extending terms without considering total costs, and cash-out refinancing without clear plans for proceeds. When used strategically and evaluated carefully, refinancing can significantly enhance your investment returns and help you achieve your real estate investing goals. Tomorrow, we're wrapping up the week with an exploration of the BRRRR method. Buy, rehab, rent, refinance, repeat. A popular strategy for recycling capital and potentially accelerating portfolio growth. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.